I'd like to welcome you back to Old Off Stop and Practice series. I remember when I was engaged and I went with my fiance shopping to buy a tallis, and she asked me whether I was interested in getting an atara. An atara for my tallis, the silver ornament that many people have on their tallis where they place their tallis over their head. And I told her my father doesn't have one, my grandfather doesn't have one, that's not my family practice. But where does it come from? Why is it that some people have an atara? And the truth is that if you look at the tallises, most tallises, even if you don't have an atara, there's still an indication, there's one side of the tallis that you place over your head. Where does that come from? In today's daf, Shabbos daf Tzadi Ches Amud Beis, towards the top of the Amud, there's a clear indication from the Gemara that there's the krushim, the beams of the Mishkan had a top and had a bottom. And there's a discussion in the Gemara whether they were narrower on top or not. But it's clear that there was a top and there was a bottom. The Yerushalmi goes so far as to say that not only were we particular of having the tops and the bottoms of the beams designated, but also they consistently placed the beams from the northern side of the Mishkan in the north, the southern side of the Mishkan in the south, and same as the east and the west. Each beam had its designated place. And based on that Yerushalmi, the Magen Avraham in Aruch Chaim Sim Chesiv Katan Vav quotes from a Shla that says that there's a practice, which is really many of our practice, Nahag Ulasos Atara Michatichas Meshi L'Simin. You make an Atara, you make a crown on the Talis Michatichas Meshi from a piece of silk. L'Simin for an indication, She'osan Tzitzis She'lefanov, She'ula Olam Lefanov. That just like the beams in the Mishkan had their designated place, and you don't switch around the placement of the beams, so too the tzitzis, so too the sides of the talis. That part of the talis that you place in front of you should be consistently placed in front of you. And therefore you place this atara, you place this crown on the talis in order to make an indication of which side goes in front and which side goes in back. But interestingly, the Levush was troubled by this practice and he wasn't happy with it. Because there's a halacha that the only time a beged of dalad kanfus, a beged, an item of clothing that has four corners, is required to wear tzitzis, is if it's meant to cover your body. If it's meant as a head covering, then you're not chayav in tzitzis. And therefore, he was concerned that if people had this atara on the talis, then they would understand that the purpose of the beged is to cover your head. And if the purpose of the beged is to cover your head, then you're not chayav in tzitzis. And the Sifri HaMinhagim point out that if you may have observed that some Rebbe families, some children, grandchildren of Rebbe's, have a practice that not only do they have an atara on the top of their talis, but that where they place the talis over their head, they also have, across the length of the talis, in the middle of the talis, a thin atara, a thin row of silver. And the reason why they have that, explained, is in order to address this concern of the Levush. It's in order to show that the reason why they have the talis is not just to cover the head. The whole talis is important. The purpose of the talis is to cover your whole body. Now, it's the part over your head, you have a specific atar in order to show which direction you should place your talis, but not that the main purpose of the talis is just to cover your head.